Welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. My name is Donald Curry. I'm an NGH certified master hypnotist, NLP practitioner, and naturotherapist. In this episode, you're going to be learning about the difference between the conscious and subconscious mind, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in a gentle hypnotic journey that will enable you to become more in tune with your subconscious mind. Understanding your conscious and subconscious mind. The mind can be compared to an iceberg. The conscious mind is just the tip of the iceberg, about 10%, what you can see, while the subconscious mind is the part of the iceberg that resides below the surface. This is about 90% of the iceberg. The conscious mind is very limited. It allows you to be aware. It allows you to use logic and analyze and to make judgments as to what is right or wrong. The conscious mind could be compared to the surface of a pond, the reflection of what we can see when we look at it. But below the surface of that pond, there is great depth and much is happening. The conscious mind is responsible for only 5 to 10% of your daily activities. The subconscious mind is an intricate system. It remembers everything that you've ever heard, felt, seen, or experienced in your life. It's responsible for all of your body processes, your breathing, your heart rate, your blood pressure, blinking, and digestion. These are all the responsibility of your subconscious mind. Could you imagine if all of those things were conscious processes? To have to remember to blink and breathe and beat your heart, that would get exhausting really quickly. So the subconscious mind takes care of all of these things for you. It's also the storehouse of all experiences, learnings, instincts, self-preservation functions, emotions, and feelings. All habitual and behavioral programming is stored within the subconscious mind, as are all of your belief systems. The subconscious mind is not as rigid and analytical as the conscious mind. The subconscious mind moves within a very fixed system of programming. It reacts quite automatically and autonomously to life situations. It bases these responses on your previously stored behaviors. Because it works outside of the awareness of your conscious mind, you are generally unaware of the responses that are taking place. Around 90% of your responses are subconscious. Even when you believe that you're acting consciously, much of the time your subconscious mind is actually making the decision for you. In fact, your subconscious mind is formulating your responses approximately 1/3 of a second before you act. The subconscious mind processes approximately 40 billion bits of information per second. This makes its potential far, far greater than the conscious mind. If you were to think of the human mind as a computer, the conscious mind would be the computer's processor, while the subconscious mind would be the hard drive. Your own personal map of reality resides within your subconscious mind, and this map of reality dictates how you see and experience the world. When you make a choice to make a change in your life, and that change could be anything, it might be to eat healthier, to exercise, or to stop smoking, you're making the choice to change with your conscious mind. And this is what makes change difficult. Because all of the programming that supports the behavior resides within the subconscious. So say someone wanted to stop eating ice cream. They tell themselves, that's it, no more ice cream. Yet they find themselves going to the corner store, picking up a bucket of chocolate chip, and after eating it, they ask themselves, how did this happen? I promised myself that I wouldn't eat ice cream anymore. This is because the old pattern of behavior was unchanged within the subconscious. If you'd like to change any aspect of yourself, including how you relate to life and the world around you, learning to tap into the subconscious mind using hypnosis can be extremely beneficial on your journey. Hypnosis allows you to make change deep within the subconscious mind. It allows you to release feelings, change belief systems, realign yourself with new patterns of behavior, and develop new thinking. By making these adjustments within the subconscious mind, change becomes a much more gentle and automatic process. In just a few moments from now, you're going to have the opportunity to participate in an exercise that will enable you to become more in tune with your subconscious mind. Find a place that is free of all distractions, a place where you can relax and let go. Get your body into the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes and begin to focus on your breathing. Just feeling the coolness as you breathe in and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. Coolness as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. And just allow every breath that you take to move you further and deeper into relaxation. Just allowing nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you, just following your breath. Just noticing the rhythm of your breath. Noticing the expansion and the contraction of your lungs and diaphragm. Really feel your breathing and honor this part of you, your breath, this subconscious part of you. For it's not that often that we think about our breathing consciously. So simply honor and thank this part of you for all of the hard work that it does. Now begin to tune in to your heartbeat. Just noticing as you sit there with your eyes closed, beating of your heart. And as you just feel the beating of your heart, allow each rhythm to take you further and deeper into relaxation. Once again, your heartbeat is a subconscious process. So thank this part of you. Thank your heart. Or it allows you to live and to love on this planet at this time. You can begin to tune in how these two parts of you work together in harmony. How your lungs and your heart work together. For your lungs bring in oxygen, bringing it into your system, where it is carried through your bloodstream, where it is brought by the heart into every muscle, every fiber, every cell, every organ, every gland of your complete and total system. And perhaps you can now take a few deep breaths as you allow these parts of you to do their job, as you allow these parts of you to support you by nurturing every part of you with life-affirming oxygen. As this life-affirming oxygen is carried into your brain and as this oxygen is carried into your brain, it helps to relax you more. It helps to clear away any stress, any tension, any thoughts, concerns, or worries that aren't benefiting you at this moment in time. And this life-affirming oxygen that you are receiving enables you to move further and deeper into the experience of relaxation. Just enjoying it now, letting the past dissolve, letting the future dissolve, and just simply being in this very moment. That's right. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I count from 10 to 1, with every number, relax more and more. Starting now at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Feeling very relaxed now, at peace. In this relaxed place, just begin to observe your mind. Observe your body. Observe your feelings. And as you simply observe all of these things, just take a moment and notice the overall state of your health in these parts of you. Notice how your emotional self is doing, how your mental self is doing, how your physical self is doing. Just tuning in now. I'm going to suggest that you take a moment and you become aware of what all of these parts of you need the most at this time. Just becoming aware of what these parts need, because we all need things from time to time. And as you become aware of what each of these parts of you need, I'm going to suggest that you take a moment and imagine giving these parts of you what they need. So perhaps your mind needs more relaxation. Maybe the physical you needs more exercise or activity. Perhaps the emotional you needs more laughter. But just take a moment as you notice what these parts need. Then imagine giving that part what it needs, taking the action. That's right, making a commitment to yourself. A commitment to give these parts of yourself what they need. when you give yourself what you need, you achieve greater balance. You'll feel more full of life and vitality, more full of energy. So take another moment and enjoy this state of relaxation. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, bring yourself back into the room. Starting at 1. 2, emerging from relaxation. 3, 4, coming up now. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling very good. Welcome back. When we begin to turn the world outside off, and we begin to take an inwards journey, we become more aware of what's happening inside. This simple exercise that you just participated in is a great way of becoming aware of what's happening at a subconscious level. By understanding better what's happening at a subconscious level, we can begin to take the actions that we need to in life. So during this exercise, if you found that there were things that your physical or mental or emotional self needed, practice giving those things to those parts of yourself. As you learn to nurture yourself in different ways, your health, vitality, and life improve. If you have any questions about hypnosis or NLP that you would like answered on this podcast, visit www.donaldcurry.com. Email me there and I will answer your question in an upcoming podcast. Take care and be well until next time.